Compared to May of last year, sales of existing homes fell 22.6%, and the statewide median sale price dropped 5.2% to just under $138,000. Wisconsin Realtors Association President Bill Malkasian says it's about what they expected.
A year ago was a very different time because we had a first-time homebuyer credit in play during May, and it actually distorts the numbers probably more than they really show.
The credit pushed over half of last year's home sales into just the first 5 months of 2010, and it's resulted in huge drop-offs during the first half of the year. Malkasian says the numbers should start to improve, though, this summer.
We think that June and July sales and closings are going to be better than they were last year. So that means we're sort of normalizing it, and we don't have that pushed-up effect that we had last year. So people are starting to make their decisions in a more normal pattern how the real estate market works.
As things recover, Malkasian says the housing market will be a different place because the basic factors have changed, such as the ability for buyers to get a mortgage and the appraisal process. Right now, he says buyers have plenty of reasons to be out looking.
Our market is coming back. It's a slow market. It's fundamentals. Look at the rent versus buy situation. I think you'll find that the affordability is very good. The inventory choice is excellent, and sellers are willing to negotiate.
Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.